Are we ready?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's no worries.
Let me stop it and then.
Sorry. Oh, is it ready? Okay.
Yeah, it was ready before. Sorry.
Okay, I didn't know if it was on or not.
I'm just gonna start it now.
That's okay.
There you go.
We're gonna get ready to get started. I'd like to welcome everybody to our special meeting. It is now approximately exactly 3 o'clock on January 28th, 2025. I'm going to forego the opening prayer. Well, let's do the Pledge Allegiance. Chief, will you lead us, please?
Absolutely. The Pledge Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if I can have a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Lees's excuse.
Yes. Okay. We're here. This is approved resolution regarding the fire levy discussions, concerns of the fiscal officer and that of her office. Steve or Mr. Mazur, I turn this over to you. Okay. You had an important call today.
Had a couple. Yes. I spoke to Janine Hummer, who is the assistant prosecutor for Franklin County, regarding an authorized signature on the resolutions to submit to the Board of Elections. I did not receive a definitive answer. It was very promising, though, that they have no issue with Nicole signing in place with the fiscal officer, but they will give me hopefully a confirmation tomorrow. After speaking with Julie, we're going to go ahead and go forward with presenting the resolutions to the trustees for signature.
Okay.
So I have to feel good that it wasn't an outright no, but it sounded more positive than negative.
Okay.
And so what they asked me to do is send them copies of what we've done so far, plus the resolutions that you're going to review today. And unless there's something in the law that prohibits a non-fiscal officer signing these, I think we're going to be okay.
So we should still be able to make it by our February 4th date, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
February 5th is a good day too, but the 4th is more important.
I would prefer to get there the 4th and the 5th, yes.
So before you go any further, can I ask another question?
Yes.
So potentially, we could have to come back in Thursday then.
Yeah. The worst case scenario is yes.
Okay.
And we can do it under the Emergency Act.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just like we did before.
Just like we are now.
Okay. Well, we did have notice. We had notice out there this time. Mm-hmm. Plenty of notice. We don't have to necessarily call one because we're assuming, we're hoping and praying that it's going to go through as you presented. But just in case, we could come back here on Thursday.
Yes.
So Thursday, if we have to come back on Thursday, what time frame are you looking at?
Well, first and foremost, if we're here on Thursday, that means we're going to need a fiscal officer here. Because what happened is the prosecutor said, no, you have to have the fiscal officer sign the document. I'm in the mindset that we're going to be okay. If the prosecutor says no, then we need the fiscal officer here to sign.
Okay. So...
So have you ever considered, if that comes down to that on Thursday that we see from Julie, if we can't haul her into court and get an injunction? I'm telling all of you, no one wants to listen, but we have the ability to take someone to court.
Absolutely.
When you're talking something this serious and have them hauled into court immediately. The fire department union offered, if the levy went down, when Valley View was in the counting of the numbers, that they would be willing to pay for lawyers and everything to jump on it the day after the election.
Yeah.
And so it can be done. So if I'm hoping and praying, like you said, Steve, that it goes your way. But if it don't, I say you talk to the attorneys and find out what we have to do and have her brought into court and say why she's not going to do her job.
Well, as you both know, we'll get through these resolutions, and then as Mr. Fleshman read, that we have some discussions that we're going to take up concerning the fiscal officer. And a lot of it is a carryover from our meeting, our last meeting, and it entailed conversations with Julie not only yesterday but today as well. So the trustees have some ideas they'd like to put forth, and we can address those here once we get through these resolutions, if that's okay.
Well, I can say this. I have a ORC in front of me right here from the attorney ready to, I'm going to say, enact. Under ORC 50.241, this is vacating the office. And once I read this, we vote on it, we can then go ahead and move on someone.
We can talk about that first, or we can do the resolutions first.
Okay, we'll do that. Well, let's go. Sir, I'm turning that over to you. I'll let you do that, and then we'll talk about that.
Resolution 2025-006. It's a resolution of intent to terminate certain Franklin Township Fire District levies. Whereas the Franklin Township Board of Trustees created the Franklin Township Fire District, comprising only the unincorporated area of the township. And whereas the voters of Franklin Township have approved three continuing fire district levies of 9.75 mils in 93, 5 mils in 2004, 3.89 mils in 2008, as well as a 5-year district levy of 5.89, all for the purpose of providing fire services and protection in the fire district. And whereas in January of 2025, the board requested that voters in the upcoming primary election approve a 14.79 mills township-wide levy to be placed on the tax list for 2025 and collected in 2026. 14.79 mills levy in effect would change the taxing body from the district to the township in order to provide funding for the operation of a township fire department as opposed to a fire district. Assuming the voters approve said township-wide levy in May of 2025, this change will allow the township to phase out the fire district and to keep pace with the Ohio law and protect the township's tax base by including those properties that have been annexed from the township since March 2002. And if the voters approve the 14.79 mills levy in May of 2025, it will no longer be necessary for the township to collect the proceeds of the three continuing fire district levies of 9.75 mils, 5.00 mils, and 3.89 mils, as well as a 5-year district levy of 5.89 mils. And it is in the best interest of the township and its residents to terminate, not renew, said levies should voters approve the township-wide levy. Resolution being, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the following resolution be, and it hereby is adopted. The Township Board hereby determines, let me get an adoption for this motion, for the resolution. So I need a motion to approve.
Gotcha. So if there's no further question on the reading of the motion or resolution number, what is that resolution number?
2025-006.
If there's no further question in regards to that, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Here in a second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser is excused.
It has passed.
I'll continue. Resolved that the board hereby determines that if the 14.79 mills township-wide levy is approved by voters in May of 2025, it is the board's intent to do the following for the current fire district levies. Terminate the levy for 9.7 1.75 mils for a continuing period of time that was adopted in 1993 for purposes set forth in the Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.19I, and to terminate the levy for 5 mils for a continuing period of time that was adopted in 2004 for purposes set forth in the ORC Section 5705.19A, and terminate the levy for 3.89 mils for a continuing period of time that was adopted in 2008 for the purposes set forth in the ORC Section 5705.19I, and to not renew the 5-year levy for 5.89 mils for the purposes set forth in the ORC 5705.19I. Be it further resolved, it is hereby declared that all formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and take effect and be in force from and after the earliest time provided by law.
Okay. You want to slide this way and we'll sign it?
So I need a motion to accept.
Okay, so would this be a resolution or a motion?
The following trustee seconded the motion.
Correct.
So I need a second.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay.
Here in a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser's excused. And then I need an adoption of the resolution by vote.
Hearing that, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
And roll call when?
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser is excused. And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Your signature.
Okay.
Now I have resolution 2025-011. This is a resolution to proceed with the submission of the question of levying an additional tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation for the purpose of fire protection services pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code Section 5705.19I. Whereas on January 17, 2025, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, certified a resolution declaring the necessity to levy a tax in excess of 10 mil limitation pursuant to the RC 5705.19I for the purposes of providing fire protection services to township residents. And whereas on January 22nd, 2025, the Franklin County Auditor certified to the board that the property tax revenue that will be produced with a 14.79 mil levy, assuming the taxable value of the township remains constant through the life of the levy, is calculated to be $5,502,000. The taxable value of the township used in calculating the estimated property tax is $371,982.60. The millage for the requested levy is 14.79 mils per one taxable value, which amounts to $518 for each 100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a special meeting at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, January 28, 2025. The trustees marked below made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution.
Hearing that, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Hearing a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser is excused.
So the motion is carried.
Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, 2/3 of all members elected thereto concurring that the board desires to proceed with the submission of the question of an additional tax levy pursuant to the revised code 5705.19I for the purpose of providing and maintaining fire apparatus, appliances, buildings, or sites, therefore, or sources of water supply and materials, therefore, or the establishment and maintenance of lines of fire alarm telegraph, or the payment of firefighting companies or permanent, part-time, or volunteer firefighting, emergency medical service, administrative or communications personnel, to operate the same, including payment of any employer contributions required for such personnel under section 145.48 or 742.34 of the revised code, or the purchase of ambulance equipment, or the provision of ambulance, paramedic, or other emergency medical services operated by a fire department or firefighting company, or for the payment of other related costs. The additional levy shall be at a rate of 14.79 mils for each dollar of valuation, which amounts to $518 for each 100,000 evaluation to the electors residing in the entire territory of the township, incorporated and unincorporated. The additional levy will be for a continued period of time. Sections 5705.03, 5705.19I, 5705.191, and 5705.25 of the ORC authorizing submission of the tax question are 5705.03, 5705.19I, 5705.191, and 5705.25. The additional levy shall be placed upon the current year's tax list commencing 2025 for collection in 2026 if approved by a majority of electors voting thereon. The territory where the tax will be levied is the unincorporated and incorporated areas of the township, which is located entirely within Franklin County. The question of such additional tax levy shall be placed upon the ballot of the general election to be held on May 6, 2025, and submitted to the entire territory of the township, the unincorporated and incorporated areas of the township. Authorized personnel is hereby directed to certify not less than 90 days prior to the election to the Board of Elections in Franklin County, Ohio, a copy of the resolution declaring it necessary to levy a tax assessment in excess of 10 mil limitation, and a copy of this resolution together with a certification of the auditor, and to notify the Board of Elections to cause notice of election on the question of levying the tax to be given as required by law. It is found and determined that all formal actions of this Board of Trustees concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were adopted in an open meeting of this Board of Trustees, and at all deliberations of the Board of Trustees and any of its committees that resulted in those formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.2 of the ORC. This resolution shall take effect and be enforced from and after the earliest time provided by law.
So upon hearing the reading of the resolution, is there any questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Hearing a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser's excused.
Boy, this sure was a mouthful to say, wasn't it?
Runs right up there with nuisance properties and junk vehicles.
Okay, so this is, if this gets signatured, then this is what's getting turned in, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so everything
I think we're going to be okay.
Okay. Sounds like Jelly Roll, I think. How's it going? I'm not doing well, but I'll be okay. There's a song.
Yep. So those are important. So the next thing I have, and this kind of relates to our last meeting, when you had some concerns about the status of the fiscal officer.
Or the lack of.
And we met, Mike, I should tell you that John and I met at the request of our law firm yesterday morning with Pete Griggs and Julie Donnan to pretty much discuss this situation in detail with our fiscal officer. There were a couple of scenarios that were brought up reinforcing what the trustees talked about at the last meeting. Compensation for the fiscal officer, and utilizing a revised code, section 503.241, when a township officer is absent from the township for 90 consecutive days, the office shall be deemed vacant and the Board of Trustees shall declare vacancy to exist in such office. Notes here from Julie, if you'll be patient with me for just a second. Okay. The concern that Julie has, our attorney, with passing a resolution attempting to vacate the position of fiscal officer, is that there is a potential for Lindsay to hire an attorney and contest the trustees being able to remove her from her position. And where it was stressed to us meeting with the attorneys yesterday, it says absent 90 days from the township. So it would be incumbent upon us to be able to prove that she actually did not keep residency in the township for 90 consecutive days. And then what could happen is that with the help of an attorney, Lindsay could very likely win her argument. And if the trustees would decide to insert a fiscal officer, then that fiscal officer would be would not be able to sit in that chair. I can't think of the word. Lindsay would still have lawful right to sit in the fiscal officer's chair.
So now it's time for questions.
Absolutely.
So we're saying she lived in the township, but she didn't come to work.
But what the attorneys are stressing, it says
absent from the township, meaning
yes.
You spent time in Florida somewhere else.
We're not saying that can't pursue this.
So okay.
It's just buyer beware. There is a caveat to this because we had and I wish the chief was here. Nicole, can you ask the chief to come over?
Police chief?
Yeah, is he here today?
Let me call over.
We had a an issue, or is the lieutenant here today too?
He was.
If both of them could come to this meeting and then we'll... Okay, if the chief could come over, that would be great. So here's a tidbit of information that I received, and I'm going to kind to rectify it the best that I recall. I am going to say this is in my opinion, and then allow the chief to actually see what the actual complaint and etc. But apparently there was a party that was being paid to say that Miss Justice lived there when she did not live in the township because of being evicted from her current place at one point. So she was absent from the township length of time, etc. So fortunately, I believe, if I'm correct, there was a report taking on this, and we'll find out when the chief gets here on that. I didn't realize we were going to get into this, or I would have had the chief here. This is just going by my recollection, and again, in my opinion. So we'll find out the factual on that in a moment. But would that make a difference in the 90-day claim? It would ask or behoove of, is she currently in the township? Does she currently reside here? I don't even know the address, but I think that might come back as a yes, she does. Of course, at this point, to me, I'm not afraid to pull the trigger. I ain't afraid of any of that. As the attorney says, sometimes I need to, I won't use his words, but Chief?
Sir?
There was a conversation that I'm having in regards to Lindsay Justice. There was some type of report taking at one time, and a statement was made, and see if it was to you or to the lieutenant, that Lindsay was paying a family to say she lived in a township and was residing at that particular address. In factuality, she was not. Do you recall this?
It was never said to me.
Okay, so then it would have been through...
I've never heard it either.
Okay, so that would have been through the lieutenant that I probably heard it from. But before I make it factual and being factual on tape, I wanted to make sure that this was factual because a report was taken, and I believe that was noted in that. And again, that's my opinion of best that I remember when that happened. So I don't want to say it's factual until I actually... here, and Lieutenant is not here today, correct?
He's here today, but he's in physical therapy.
Okay.
We have taken runs at that house.
So you're familiar with what I'm talking about?
Well, no, not specifically, but I'm just saying we have taken police runs to her house.
Talking about where she's at now.
Oh, okay, where she's at. Okay, I thought you...
Because, I didn't know what was in question. If that's in question...
No. See, and there was police runs taken to... said address from what I recall, and then that's when there was a report that, well, she doesn't even live here. She has paid to be able to get her mail and say that she lives there. I don't know if that's factual or not, but I believe, if I recall correctly, that was put into a report, but I don't know for sure. I thought that's what it was, and I was wanting to find out in this open meeting if that was factual.
Yeah, it was more domestical issues.
So when it came up in your meeting, does she or does she not have duties of attending quarterly meetings and things like that? Mm-hmm. So has she hit the benchmark on all of those?
Yes. And that was discussed as well. And Brenda, I apologize, but I'm going to ask you a question on that.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I'll put it this way. You participated in the documents that were sent to the Auditor of State.
Yep.
Okay. Excuse me. Now we've been advised to resubmit those documents with an addendum to that.
Okay.
That we can now document that she has not fulfilled her responsibilities to show up for at least one meeting per quarter. I've had two attorneys tell me this now. So it would be something that the auditor of state would have to revisit. And I don't think you'd have to file all the documentation like I was
they,
going.
I think just all I have to do is
amend,
like redo the front sheet.
Okay.
And then add the new documentation. And then it would be added to the original.
Perfect. Packet. Perfect. But that was the advice of attorneys that I have spoken to today, that if we could submit this information, I think now, in their opinion, the auditor state would have to take a more serious look at this. Because this is black and white now, mm-hmm. that you have failed to fulfill your obligations.
You may want to see if you can request something from our office in writing when the last date she was here and clarification if she was at any meeting prior in the prior 3 months that she was that she was supposed to be able to be here for, so that it is on our letterhead, so that it is a document that attaches to that. I'm sure Nicole can help with that. So with the discussion, what would happen, sir, if we make, in my opinion, and to the public, you've heard all the writings, the readings of the resolutions that we read off. And what I have here is the ability to move forward if we so desire to. And in my opinion, Lindsay Justice has failed the township drastically as she continues to be paid for that. She could have been here today to sign these paperwork that has to be to the Board of Elections by February 4th. It makes it very difficult when you have an absentee fiscal officer and you can't move forward because she's an elected official. And it takes that person to certify what we're doing here. So we're stuck. We're trying to find ways around it. So in essence, Lindsay is forcing our hand to do this because I know that we are doing what is in the best interest of the township. So if we remove her and then we get someone new appointed, they still can sign it. Once it is signed, then it can go in. Later, are you following me?
Yeah, I'll keep listening.
So if we remove her, she's removed. We have 30 days to replace her. We replace someone before February 4th, and they are now the fiscal officer. They can sign that. And there's nothing that the Board of Elections or etc. would have to accept it. Then comes the fallout. If someone wishes to challenge it, whoever we appoint, we would probably need to notify them like this could be a fallout point. But you are going to be the fiscal officer for this period because our actions speak. Now, if a judge overturns our actions, that's well after the fact of it being to the Board of Elections and being on the ballot.
Right. But I guess if Nicole is able to sign.
If she isn't, then I'm not worried.
But you're thinking that you could do this resolution and have someone in the fiscal officer's seat.
Within 30 days as required.
But what about the February 5th deadline for the Board of Elections?
That's what I'm explaining. If we had somebody, and you know, obviously I'm thinking of something, let's hypothetically say Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith. If Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith took the oath of office on Monday, what's the date on Monday?
Third.
They would be able to sign that on the third, and it would be there on the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
It is 100%. We did our job. We acted upon this as the resolution is set forth by the Board of Trustees. We remove her. We notify her that she's removed. It's her option if she wishes to go and do what she wants to do. Then we are required, when we take this action, we are required by law 30 days. If we put someone into place Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, their first act would be is to sign that. And immediately that would go to the Board of Elections. Then, if someone wants to challenge it, they challenge it. It will not go back and rechange what has already been done.
I've got a question, John.
Okay.
Do you think we logistically can have somebody here in 4 days? Because that's the 29th,
I think so.
And the 31st, and then you're said to have them in place on the 3rd.
Correct. I think it's very possible.
Okay.
We had some strong candidates from before. They could be, we've interviewed them. We've done everything before. We could call those candidates up. And, Steve, you would be able to present them to the Board of Elections. To this board, even if we had to do an emergency meeting on a Saturday. I hate to do that. There's options right now. Worst case scenario. But we won't know until tomorrow. Or Lindsay, if you want to walk in and sign this tomorrow or today, you're doing your job. If not, we'll find somebody to do the job.
So you're fine with having the possibility of Nicole signing these?
Yes.
We're continuing on.
Okay.
Right.
My first concern is...
If that fails, then we immediately...
Yes.
Enact this.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes. My first concern is getting these signed. If we have to take the route of trying to get a fiscal officer in here on Monday, we'll have to give it a shot.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll make some calls myself. It's not impossible. I feel very confident that we have other options. Our back has been against the wall on many different things before, and we've made it. I am not going to let one person decide the fate of all the residents in Franklin Township, the employees of the township. We definitely have to have a person in place, and I think I can get it done.
Okay. But remember, and I'll even.
And if you want to run that by Julie and see what she says, you may.
I'm going to read you exactly what Julie says. If the board proceeds with declaring the seat vacant, and there are not, in fact, sufficient grounds for the board to declare Lindsay's seat vacant, Lindsay, the Attorney General of Franklin County, the prosecutor, could file a petition for a writ of quo warranto.
Right.
With the Franklin County Common Pleas Court to determine who is the rightful holder of the fiscal officer position.
Correct.
Based on existing administrative guidance and case law, if Lindsay is still residing in the township, we believe that Lindsay would be declared the rightful fiscal officer and that her successor was unlawfully appointed.
Correct.
I recognize how frustrating this position must be for the trustees and the residents in having to deal with an absentee fiscal officer. I can only advise the trustees on what the law says and the risks associated with acting not consistent with the law.
Okay, if I may stop for a second. So that goes down the rabbit hole that I just said. So the person that we would have to let them know. There is a possibility. We'd like to appoint you, but please be understood, if this goes to the AG's office, etc., you could be removed and she could be replaced. But by then, this has already taken place.
this has already been signed, it's already been turned in. By the time, I mean, how long have we been trying to get this situation with Lindsay taken care of? They're not going to go back and undo the levy.
No.
So what I'm going to do at this moment, because there are people in the audience, I'm opening the floor for a quick question. Go ahead, sir.
John, may I ask a question, please?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I work for a living, so I can't make the noon meetings, which I find totally ridiculous. But anyway, how many months has the township been paying three people to do one person's job who hasn't been here? You've been paying Steve, you've been paying her, you've been paying three people to do one person's job who can't come to work. I'm in total agreement with you. It's, I don't want to use the words that I'm thinking right now.
I understand.
I'm really angry.
But does everyone follow what my...
I totally agree with you. Okay. I mean, in any other position, you don't come to work, you're fired.
Right.
In any position, whether it's government, whether it's private, it doesn't matter. You don't come to work, you're fired. You don't come to work for 90 days? Seriously? You're gone. I don't know why we're arguing what we're talking about.
Well, we're just basically, what we're trying to do is a synopsis of
and
what
why
we're
doing. And why are we still paying this person? And we're paying her right now to do her job.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying him to do her job. We're paying her extra to do her job. We're all in here
right. Because
of her not doing her job.
Right.
How many hours have we paid him extra to do her job?
Yeah.
Let's just be done with it.
Right.
Let's hurry up and be done with it.
Gotcha. So I'm gonna close the floor, and then, sir, did you follow what my synopsis that we could do?
I followed.
And this isn't a decision we have to make right now, because this is basically, if tomorrow doesn't go well, then immediately then we would enact this.
Then that's what I thought you were asking me to make a vote.
No, I would not do
and
that.
You guys were in on a meeting I wasn't
in
on. I understand there. I was fed some of the information and stuff, and so I'm of the mind that it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
That's more important right now to get that through and find out what that information
absolutely
comes to, because I say we come, if we get a no tomorrow,
then we have
to come right back on
Thursday,
tomorrow's Tuesday, Thursday, and we pull the trigger on this, and you can get in your Rolodex and start calling whoever it is you have in mind to be in fiscal office, or whoever has anybody or whatever, and we've been given no choice but to do that. But for as we sit here today, right now,
no decision.
I don't think we should act on this.
No. So basically what I'm trying to do is give a synopsis of what we could do if tomorrow never comes, if it does not happen. I do not want to do this. If she's watching, she might go, I'm going to walk in and sign that and kill what John wants to do. And that would happen. If she came in tomorrow and signed this, then there's nothing I can do. However, if this goes through with what we just read off, with Nicole signing, then we'll move on to plan B.
I think it says a lot, too, if they say tomorrow to move forward. I think that gives me a little bit more faith in
absolutely
the ability to enact this and take the shot.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would not try to push this first, and if I came across the wrong way of thinking that I wanted to push this first, this is just another roadmap. And I see it very clearly that it will be legal, and once it's enacted, we enact, whether we were right or wrong, whoever we appoint would be the fiscal officer. They would, by law, have the right to sign it. And if then they are removed and she comes back in, it doesn't undo what we did. And that's the key. The key here is just to be able to get the date by February 4th. However, in fairness to the person that we would interview to appoint, We would have to make sure that we are open and non-biased in regards to saying, oh, well, don't worry about it. We think it, you'll stay in based on this reason. We would have to be compliant and open and be truthful that, you know, there could be 6 months from now, you could be removed. So,
and we're going to, if that goes the way that you just described, that she was to come back, she would be coming back and she would be expected to do the job. She said she could do the job. She was questioned about doing the job. So if she comes back, let it be known that she's going to do the job.
Yeah,
and we are not going to have people do the job for her.
Right.
When she comes back, that means she was here a year.
Right. It would be her responsibility. It's her office, so, whether you can do the job or not.
I'm not opposed to stopping her. You know, I don't want to pay anybody who doesn't come to work. And I understand it's frustrating. And I get it. We're right up against it. But what is one more month, which is what we're up against, if we can't get this stopped for this month?
Right.
We have a whole nother month to take. I still think the court. Either way, if we do it my way or we do it Lindsay's way, we're going to wind up in court.
Absolutely. So what I'd like to do, I think we may have a question, and I'm going to open the floor. Ma'am, did you have a question?
No, I was just kind of piggybacking off. I'm sorry to...
No. I just want to make sure everyone has a fair chance to... We need the input right now.
Right. What he was talking about paying... I mean, I'm working extensive amount of overtime. My new job is not fiscal any longer, but because I care enough about this township, I'm doing the accounts payables and I'm doing the accounts receivables and I'm keeping the lights on and I'm keeping everybody paid and I'm paying them correctly and I'm still keeping all the bills caught up. You know, John, you can remember when there was days when things were getting shut off.
Oh yeah.
And I remember sitting in the audience hearing about that, and I'm determined not to let that happen.
I appreciate that.
But it's really not in my job description to be doing that anymore. And I'm working overtime, and I'm staying late, I'm coming in early, I'm working on the weekends to keep this township afloat. And I'm not trying to toot my horn, but that's the impact that this absent fiscal officer is causing, the ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And her thing is, well, as long as everything's getting done, well, when she comes back, that all has to be handed back to her guys. It has to be.
From my perspective, what I've heard, and this is just hearsay because it's rumor, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you can testify this, her biggest complaint about all of this is, where's my check stubs? Really? You're taking and your biggest concern is where your check stubs are?
Them to her every month, and then I heard from Steve at the end of the year that she didn't have her pay stubs. I'm like, well, I've been mailing them in the postal service. So we hand delivered January 24th through December 24th, hand delivered them to her home.
Okay.
She didn't answer the door, but it's on body cam footage from a police officer.
And so they left it at her door.
Right.
Okay.
And so that complaint has to go away because...
But having that kind of a complaint when we have all the people, as yourself working all this time, everybody working to try to keep this township afloat, and one person's only concern is upon their self if they get a piece of paper on a check stub. They didn't say, thank you, the money was in the account. Where's my check stub? I mean, come on.
I just wanted to piggyback off the comment I heard about the amount of people getting paid for all the different things being done.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I think Steve has something, and I want to end with this, and I'll be done.
Okay.
Let's not forget the other part of this shoe is the hostile work environment. A prime example of the hostile work environment that text that I read from her. Everybody heard the language, and this is what the employees here in the township, including the administrator, which... She doesn't tell the administrator what to do. This is the type of environment it was around here to work. And nobody deserves to work in that environment in this day and age.
No.
Steve has something, so I'm done.
You trustees mentioned, and we have a resolution prepared if you're ready to sign it, where you no longer would like to compensate the fiscal officer.
Right. We still got to the end of the month.
That discussion again included attorneys, and they felt of the two options, whether declaring the seat vacant or withholding compensation, the withholding compensation might be the better route to take. The worst thing that can happen is you reimburse her. But just from our conversations in the last meeting, I know that was discussed. I had a resolution prepared if the trustees wanted to take that down the road.
Okay. So I'm opening the floor back up. I got one more question. Go ahead.
Okay, so Lindsay hasn't been to work in this building since August 12, 2024. Okay? Why are we even talking about giving her any extra chances? An extra chance to come in today or tomorrow to sign a piece of paper? She's already proven that she does not want this job.
Well, we wouldn't be giving her the chance to do it. It's her responsibility to do it.
Well,
but if she chooses not to, that's on her.
But at this time, you guys need to be like, we're serious about this.
Oh, we are.
And we're going to sign this resolution. We're cutting her pay off, and we are deeming the position vacant. Plain and simple.
Brendan.
Because either way, you're ending up in court.
Right.
Well, that's what Michael was saying. It doesn't matter. Once the prosecutor confirms that Nicole can sign, it doesn't matter if Lindsay's here tomorrow or not.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
And then we can enact it. That's what I'm going to do.
And that's the route we're going to take, too.
Yeah.
If we get to go ahead that Nicole's signature is good, that's the route we're going, irregardless of
right.
anything
we're not,
else.
We're not kicking that we're can further down the road. No. No. Sir?
I guess point of clarification, if we, when the new fiscal officer steps in and she signs it, that can't be undone, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Because in essence, we have enacted this resolution, this law.
Okay.
If a judge says no, you enacted it and you're wrong, from what I'm reading here, the only thing that would happen is that fiscal officer would have to step down and the other one come back in. It would not undo anything because that person is still going to take an oath. They're still going to be appointed. It's still going to be registered with the Board of Elections. It's only if someone wishes to challenge it. Them challenging it doesn't guarantee that they're going to get their position back. Them challenging it is actually going, with everything that we have, where she said not heck no, but F no, I am not signing that. She's already said she's not doing her job. She has not been here for 90 days. Was it 90? Well, 5 months. She has it since August 11th.
Well,
even, you know, let me make sure everyone realizes something. She doesn't have to be here to do her work. When you said she hasn't been in this building, she hasn't worked. She has not logged into UAN. She has not been in any contact with her own employee that was here. She has not been in contact with our CPA. She has had no work contact, anything with our budget. So to think that a judge is going to look at this and go, well, you know, the people voted for her. No. And then once we get through this, if she wishes to challenge it, it's very easy to do a recall. And I think she would have a very hard time. You all know what a recall is, right? So we would have to have so many signatures that she would have to go back on the ballot immediately. And then, you know, you can't undo that. But I do not, in my opinion, and we can ask, and you can ask your attorneys at the union if they enact this, we can ask. But the problem is, if we just do it and the people then vote for that levy, how are you going to take that back? Because what we're trying to do is just certify our signatures and the millage that is going on the ballot. It's not saying it's up to her that she's okay with it. The fiscal officer merely needs to certify it. And that's all that Nicole's going to do, okay, is a representative from this office certifying what the board is doing.
I just want to clarify, wasn't
yep.
if it got put on and then in the future got
And I'm going to go, take I'm gonna go one more question real quick. Did you have another question or statement?
Yes, I guess it's both. You just heard from Robin. She's an hourly employee we're paying overtime to. Plus you're paying her $2,500 a month or whatever her salary is.
Right.
Times 5 months. You as trustees, I mean, and I hate to say this in a blunt type manner, but you answer to us and we're wasting taxpayers' money.
Absolutely.
We're spending taxpayers' money. We're burning it.
Yes, so if I'm gonna
at a alarming rate, I mean, at some point in time we need to cut, you know, we need
right.
to cut.
Absolutely. Cut it off. So you heard our actions and what we're gonna do. When you sit on this side of the table, there are certain things that you have to do. If we were to say, we're not going to work the overtime, people aren't going to get paid, we owe a lot of gratitude to that woman, and I shouldn't say it like that woman, to Ms. Watkins for the work that she's done. So this board recognizes what we need to do to keep the lights on and being able to empower the people that we need to empower to keep this township moving forward. So yes, we're elected by you guys, and I hope when this is all said and done that the public looks at the board that they have elected and say, wow, they mustered through that and they were able to operate when they should not have been able to operate, when they were being held hostage and not wanting anything to get done. We found a way. We have to thank this gentleman here for crafting so many different ways. His job, there's no way you can teach what he learned. And what's going to happen with this date and time will be studied in many different townships across the United States of how did they keep going? How did they keep the township going? Because the law is so antiquated with having a fiscal officer, this very thing could happen. If that's why the law set. If she died, we have 30 days to replace her. If she's out of the township, meaning absent from the township, 90 days, you replace her. And that's what this is doing. She, in our opinion, and it'll be a judge that will end up probably asking, was she really absent? The good thing about minutes, every township has to take minutes. We have video right here. For 5 months, we said, you can come here, you can do this. We even had the chief ready to have an office for you. You're allowed to work from home. You have somebody that says, you are handicapping me and not allowing me to do my job. I don't have this, I don't have that. There is nothing that we can throw enough to. She'll still have, in my opinion, more and more and more excuses. So this board has done everything. We've met any time that we need to meet. We've done everything that we can humanly possibly do. And I'm very proud of this board that we have made it this far with the lights on. We have a doomsday coming up because if this don't go on the levy, we can only go to June with the fire. We're that close. We understand now as Americans what happens when fire does not get what they need. We've all turned on the TV and seen where people are saying, you mean you knew there was no water in those hydrants? We have to supply them with what they need. And this levy goes absent on what day? I mean, our levies, that time levy's up. That's it, right?
End of this year.
Yeah. So the only time that we can get this on this levy, we have to have this by February 4th. So be it if a judge removes me from office because I did what was right for the people of Franklin Township. Yes, I'm being given advice that, you know, what could happen. And I talk in riddles a lot, but I'll be daggone if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its rear. So with that, do we have anything else, sir?
I have a question, John.
Yes.
Do you mind if Mr. Mazur said he has prepared one that suspends her pay? Mm-hmm. A resolution, is that what you called
it? Yes, sir.
So could we have him read that? And then if we don't second it, it doesn't go anywhere. But I would like...
Okay, sir, would you prepare that? Will you read that? And
it's resolution 2025-012. It's a resolution to cease the monthly compensation to the Franklin Township Fiscal Officer. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes to suspend the monthly compensation of the Township's Fiscal Officer commencing January 1, 2025 through January 31, 2025, ceasing as of pay date February 1, 2025. Be it further resolved that the Township's Fiscal Officer has failed to attend a meeting of the Board during each quarter of every year as directed in the ORC 507.04. All formal actions of this Board concerning and relating to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this Board, and in all deliberations of this Board and any of its committees that result in such formal action were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption, unless otherwise specified.
Hearing how the resolution is read, is there any questions in regard to said resolution?
No.
Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second it.
Hearing a second, sir, I'd ask you to give a roll call.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser's excused.
Let it be known that the resolution has passed.
I do have one more thing. When and this too resulted from discussions with attorneys. The prosecutor's office has some concern about the original resolution that was written, basically banishing Lindsay from the building. Their thought was to reach some type of resolution to afford her a compromise. That, and again, this is something that we'll have to discuss further, but in the realm of she may enter the building to sign checks, documents, purchase orders. But as to a facility that will maintain an office for her, we don't have to accommodate her for that.
Correct. So, Mr. Mazur, if I may recall, and the good thing about being in the minutes, I have voiced this frontwards and backwards. And, sir, when you remember some of this, you chime in, please.
Sure.
We've afforded her the ability to go to the police station to sign all checks, mm-hmm. necessary POs, and work-related material. We're still paying the CPA, and we're still having Robin do her job.
Mm-hmm.
So we slimmed her responsibility down, just so this township could run, down to just coming in and signing and then leaving. Or you could do the work at home. There are multiple ways that you could do this job. Now, you got to remember, she asked to do this job. We originally appointed a person and she asked, she applied, we appointed her. Then she ran for the office. She physically signed up and asked to do and serve the public. This is not serving the public. What we are in right now is a emergency. This is my, what, second emergency meeting in a week? Last week? This week?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have another one coming up based upon this situation. We've kicked this can. Today, we have taken action. And the public should not have to pay for this inadequacy of Harrison of not doing your job. And it putting public life at danger when it comes with fire and police. We have young men and women. I don't think we have any women on, but we have people that work in this department that seek other jobs because we are not stable enough and they have families. It's hard to get employment and her actions has deemed that a physical emergency. So we have, no matter what someone says, the good thing and the power of video, we can go back and show we have invited. We've got text messages. The chairman at the time contacted her, text messages. We've all shared these messages. We have done everything that we can. We went back and crafted the resolution so that it's not like you're going to be arrested if you come into the building. The resolution is that you're not going to hold your office in here because of the hostileness that came with her. We will not keep you from doing your job. Obviously, we want you to do your job. But I don't understand this, and I'm going to turn this over to you, sir, if you have anything to say.
No, I think you covered it, except for the fact I even offered up myself to meet her and bring her things and
sure.
stuff like that, and her reply back was that she wouldn't work with me.
Okay.
And that's basically not her decision to make. I'm an elected official also, and I'm one of the trustees, and she doesn't get to pick and choose who she works with.
Right, right. So. Okay, Mr. Mazur, is there anything else?
Just to understand that you can bring, the fiscal officer will come back. That doesn't alleviate our problem.
I understand.
So we still have to move forward with having somebody who can come in and basically, to be blunt, take fiscal duties off of the payroll specialist so she can fulfill her responsibilities and do the duties of the fiscal department. So that's still something that we need to move forward
Absolutely.
With.
We need to move quickly. Look at some of the past applications that we have. I'm thinking we have them. I'd like to see them. And these are people that we have interviewed. They of understanding of the job, what's in hand.
Right.
If there's anyone watching that is saying, "Hey, you know, I'm a retired, or I've always done accounting," we're going to be open to anyone that is watching us now. That you're a resident of the Franklin Township. Contact this office, ask how do I apply for that position that may be coming open as soon as tomorrow.
I need to ask him.
Yeah.
So, did you get out everything you wanted to get out, or are you still?
No, I'm good. No, that's fine.
So
that's fine.
Were you asking along in those terms, though, irregardless if it's her, if we're ordered for her to come back, or another person? To work in the ability to work in this building. Is that what you were getting to or not getting to? Because I'm trying to follow your line of thought.
To understand what the job is, not just to sign this check, but to actually do the job.
Well, that would be the optimal
Correct.
Scenario. That, and I think Trustee Blevins did a tremendous job while she was here of laying out the responsibilities. To be blunt, we understand that she doesn't have the capabilities or the tools to do the jobs. So where I'm getting at is she comes in and she signs checks and purchase orders and she has the UAN computer at home. Okay. But it's not productive. So we have a person in place as the fiscal officer, but nothing's getting done. And I'm gonna be perfectly blunt again. That lady's done. She can't do any more. She needs help. I told the trustees we are going to have a meeting soon where I'm gonna throw some solutions out how to help her.
Sooner the better.
But that's the biggest thing. You can't push your staff anymore, you just can't. And people are going to have to help.
All this is going to take is one domino to fall. We had one person out over last week that was seriously sick, and I was very concerned for the
mm-hmm.
person's health,
mm-hmm.
let alone on the other side is the township.
Right.
So in this fiscal emergency that we're in, you know, most of us, you get sick, you take your sick day, you don't even have to answer the phone, you're not worried, you're just laying in bed taking medicine. This individual had the weight of the township on him, because if they fail, we all fall.
Uh-huh.
And that had to be extremely hard on someone. And this, these straws can't stay forever.
No.
We have to do this. If we don't do this, we are not doing a due diligence to the residents of Franklin Township.
Right.
So
all I have then to close out the meeting is, I would say to Miss the fiscal officer is, you take us to court and you want to come back, watch what you ask for, because you're going to get it. If you try to come back to get your pay, you're going to come back and you're going to do the work. Your feet are going to be held to the fire.
Absolutely. As expected, that's, you took an oath. I used to carry the oath here. I'd like to read it in here, but I don't have it handy, so that people understand the oath that a person took when they took this position. So, you know, what I'm doing as the chairman sitting here, it's not popular. I may cause the township to into a legal battle. It may make people say, you know, Fleshman cost the township X amount of money, but at least I did something. At least I would rather lose my position when my term is up and be able to walk out those doors and know that all the employees and the people here, that we did what we had to do, right, wrong, or indifferent, versus sit around and do nothing. But anyways, other than that, I think we've beat the horse enough today. Do you have anything
else?
I
have nothing else.
Sir, do you have anything for us?
No, sir.
So it is now approximately 4:06. We are adjourned.